letters from school. Dumbledore already knows you're here, Harry. Doesn't miss a trick, that man. Second-year students will require the Standard Book of Spells, Grade 2, by Miranda Goshawk. Break with a Banshee by Gilderoy Lockhart. Gadding with Ghouls by Gilderoy Lockhart. Holidays with Hags by Gilderoy Lockhart. Travels with Trolls by Gilderoy Lockhart. Voyages with Vampires by Gilderoy Lockhart. Wanderings with Werewolves by Gilderoy Lockhart. Year with the Yeti by Gilderoy Lockhart. You've been told to get all Lockhart's books too. The new Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher must be a fan. Bet it's a witch. That lot won't come cheap. Lockhart's books are really expensive. Well, we'll manage. I expect we'll be able to pick up a lot of Ginny's things secondhand. Oh, are you starting at Hogwarts this year? Diagon Alley. Diagon Alley. Diagon Alley. Touch nothing, Draco. Ah, Mr. Borgin.
Mr. Malfoy, what a pleasure to see you again. Delighted, and young Master Malfoy, too. Charmed. How may I be of assistance? I must show you just in today, a very reasonably priced...
I am not buying today, Mr. Borgin, but selling.
Selling?
You have heard, of course, that the Ministry is conducting more raids. I have a few, items at home that might embarrass me if the Ministry were to call.
The Ministry wouldn't presume to trouble you, sir, surely?
I have not been visited yet. The name Malfoy still commands a certain respect, yet the Ministry grows ever more meddlesome. There are rumors about a new Muggle Protection Act. No doubt that flea-bitten, Muggle-loving fool Arthur Weasley is behind it. And as you see, certain of these poisons might make it appear.
I understand, sir, of course. It's the same all over. Wizard blood is counting for less everywhere.
Not with me.
No, sir, nor with me, sir.
In that case, perhaps we can return to my list. I am in something of a hurry, Borgin. I have important business elsewhere today.
Caution, do not touch. Cursed has claimed the lives of 19 Muggle owners to date.
Come, Draco.
Lost, are you, my dear?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm just...
Harry! What do you think you're doing down there?
Hagrid!
I was lost. Flu powder. You're a mess. Skulking around Nocturne Alley, I don't know. Dodgy place, Harry. Don't want no one to see you down there.
I realized that. I told you I was lost. What were you doing down there anyway?
I was looking for a flesh-eating slug repellent. They're ruining the school cabbages.
Harry! Harry, over here! Hello, Hagrid. Oh, it's wonderful to see you two again.
Harry, we hoped you'd only gone one grade too far.
Oh, Harry, oh, my dear. You could have been anywhere.
Well, gotta be off. See you at Hogwarts.
Guess who I saw in Borgin and Burke's? Malfoy and his father.
Did Lucius Malfoy buy anything?
No, he was selling.
So he's worried. Oh, I'd love to get Lucius Malfoy for something.
We'll all meet at Flourish and Blotts in an hour to buy your school books, and not one step down Nocturne Alley.
Gilderoy Lockhart will be signing copies of his autobiography, Magical Me, today, 12:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m.
Can't be Harry Potter. Nice big smile, Harry. Together, you and I are worth the front page. Ladies and gentlemen, what an extraordinary moment this is. The perfect moment for me to make a little announcement I've been sitting on for some time. When young Harry here stepped into Flourish and Blotts today, he only wanted to buy my autobiography, which I shall be happy to present him now, free of charge. He had no idea that he would shortly be getting much, much more than my book, Magical Me. He and his schoolmates will, in fact, be getting the real Magical Me. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I have great pleasure and pride in announcing that this September I will be taking up the post of Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Bet you loved that, didn't you, Potter? Famous Harry Potter. Can't even go into a bookshop without making the front page.
Leave him alone, he didn't want all that.
Potter, you got yourself a girlfriend. Oh, it's you. Bet you're surprised to see Harry here, eh? Not as surprised as I am to see you in a shop, Weasley. I suppose your parents will go hungry for a month to pay for all those.
Ron? What are you doing? It's too crowded in here. Let's go outside.
Well, well, well. Arthur Weasley.
Lucius.
Busy time at the ministry, I hear. All those raids. I hope they're paying you overtime. Obviously not. Dear me. What's the use of being a disgrace to the name of wizard if they don't even pay you well for it? The company you keep, Weasley, and I thought your family could sink no lower.
Gentlemen, please, please!
Here, girl, take your book. It's the best your father can give you.